This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. All right, we have a red alert situation here. This is Mike Adams with a critical update about the coronavirus pandemic that's spreading around the world. I'm recording this February 3rd, 2020 in the evening as the new infection count has been released by China a couple of hours ago. There are now 20,622 people infected, 426 dead. Now, of course, we know these numbers are lies. They're way low. They're probably one-tenth of the actual numbers. As an educated guess, there are probably at least 100,000 infected in China and probably thousands dead right now. And what we learned today and what the bombshell is here, this is an engineered bioweapon that was designed to exterminate humanity. And this bioweapon is now confirmed to be a genetically engineered viral weapon system. This has been confirmed yet again by none other than Dr. Francis Boyle, who is the author of the Biological Weapons Act that was signed by the United States Congress and President Bush Sr., of course, several years ago. This author, Dr. Francis Boyle, says today in an interview with Geopolitics and Empire, which has been reposted to brighteon.com, you can watch it yourself. He says, quote, "This is an offensive biological warfare weapon." He's talking about this particular strain of the coronavirus. He says, and then he goes on to say, "It appears the coronavirus that we're dealing with here is an offensive biological warfare weapon that leaked out of that Wuhan BSL-4 laboratory." He continues saying, I'm not saying it was done deliberately, but there have been previous reports of problems with that lab and things leaking out of it, and I'm afraid that is what we're dealing with today. Now, notably, what Dr. Francis Boyle has said today is exactly what you heard from myself and other reporters on Natural News for the last week or so. We've been reporting this, and we've been following the evidence, and the evidence trail is now irrefutable. The coronavirus was engineered by scientists in a laboratory, and they did it using well-known genetic engineering tools such as the P-Shuttle vector, which is a genetic engineering tool. You can purchase it online, actually, if you're a lab or a nonprofit. You can buy this, and you can use it to deliver a genetic engineering payload to any target virus or bacterium or other organism that you're trying to genetically modify. It's a well-known tool, and when you use the tool, it leaves behind a fingerprint that proves the tool was used. There's a genetic code that's actually still left behind, kind of a remnant or a fingerprint. And guess what? That's in the coronavirus. And now, because of amazing reporting from the independent media, including Geopolitics and Empire, as well as an independent website that has emerged as just providing outstanding coverage on this called greatgameindia.com. Greatgameindia.com has done a full detailed analysis of not just the origins of this biological weapon, but China's plan to build this weapon and deploy it to exterminate the United States of America. I'll get into some of that. But the bottom line here, folks, is that this coronavirus was being developed by China to be deployed in the United States. It is a weapon system. Everything about it has been optimized to destroy humanity, to kill humans, to wipe out a target nation. Everything about it. The incubation period, why it's infectious during incubation, the payload that's delivered when it achieves what's called the cytokine storm, the payload that causes people to collapse and fall over dead in the street, or just fall over dead at their desk, or even while they're standing, they just collapse and they're dead, almost as if they had been hit by a nerve agent. And we're starting to see videos of those deaths appearing on the internet, and there's quite a few on brighteon.com showing some of those things as well. it's almost as if the victims have been hit by a chemical weapon system. That's because this is a biological weapon that delivers a payload to the host, killing the host. This is a weapon system, and it is spreading because of its specific properties, because of its ability to bypass detection, which is part of the engineering, its ability to go through airport screening in a host who shows no symptoms, no fever, no respiratory distress, and yet they are spreading the virus to everybody on the flight, everybody in the airport. We have documented a case, or we've seen a documented case that came out of Asia, a Vietnamese man who had traveled from the United States to Vietnam, and he stopped in the Wuhan airport for just 2 hours as part of his journey, just a connecting flight, 2 hour stop in the airport, and that was about 10 days before the quarantine came down in Wuhan. This man later was confirmed positive for coronavirus, which means that the Wuhan airport, which feeds infected passengers to over 300 destinations across China and around Asia, it was spreading this infection for at least 10 or 11 days before the quarantine came down, and it may be much longer. We just don't know yet. It may have been for over 30 days. And this means that the outbreak that you're seeing in the Wuhan region right now is just the first wave. There's going to be a second, bigger wave across the other cities of China, away from the central geography of China, more on coastal regions. Hong Kong is already dealing with an increased number of cases now, and we're going to see this exploding in other nations that surround China, nations that were within the flight distance from Wuhan. Those will include Thailand, for example. Japan is already dealing with a huge number of infections. Taiwan is working hard to keep it under control. They're doing a good job. The Philippines is seeing more infections now. You've got Vietnam, you've got Korea, of course, Hong Kong, and many other nations and regions around there, including India. And if this gets into India, it's going to be uncontrolled, self-sustaining replication beyond any containment. It now looks like the vaccine trial theory for this is not the most likely explanation. It looks like this is a biological weapon that escaped from a lab, and that China was building this weapon to destroy the United States of America. They stole this coronavirus from a lab in Canada. This has been documented by greatgameindia.com, which has also published a detailed document about a former Chinese defense minister, General Qi Haotian. I'm just reading the English version of his name, so I don't know if I'm getting the Chinese pronunciation correct, but it's Haotian, former Chinese defense minister, 16, 17, 18 years ago, talked about how China could not coexist with the United States because the United States would always block China's expansion, and that China ultimately would have to destroy the United States of America, but not using nuclear weapons, because that would, of course, destroy the infrastructure and make the land unusable and so on. And he talked about how the answer was to be found in biological weapons. And he said, quote, "We have not been idle in the past years. We have seized the opportunity to master weapons of this kind." This is the Communist Chinese Party. Over the years since then, they have built over 40 biological weapons laboratories in China. The WHO is complicit in this. The WHO has known all along that this is what China is doing, and the WHO has been covering for China. They have decided on a globalist scale that the United States must be destroyed because the United States is a sovereign nation that is the enemy of globalism. And especially since Trump was elected, they really decided to ramp up the efforts to literally destroy the United States of America. This coronavirus weapon development was part of the globalist plan through China to build and deploy a USA killing weapon system, but it escaped the lab in Wuhan first. And so effectively, what just happened is that China dropped a nuke, so to speak, a biological nuke in their own backyard that they had intended to drop in San Francisco or Los Angeles or New York or Boston or Miami or wherever. Everything that you are seeing today in China, the mass deaths, the mass graves, the mass cremation of bodies that are secretly ferreted out of the hospitals and bulldozed into ditches, the welding shut of doors of apartment buildings, the cries for help, the orders for the people of China to murder their own pets so that pets don't spread the disease. Yes, that has come out too. That's what they're being told to do. Kill your own pets. All of that was supposed to happen in the United States because China was going to deploy this in America. This was going to be the global plan to defeat Trump, to defeat America, to take down the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all of these rights that the globalists despise. They hate the freedom that America stands for. And have you noticed how in all these years since, the tech giants, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Facebooks and Googles of the world, they have been, what, going all in with China, censoring liberty, censoring free speech about vaccines or even genetic engineering, censoring the people who are pro-Trump or pro-America, censoring the patriots, people who want to protect America's borders, because the tech giants are all in with communism and China, and they've put all their cards or all their eggs in that Chinese basket, and they've said that we're going to go with China, and we're going to go with communism, and we're going to roll out an authoritarian communist regime system across the internet, a social credit scoring system of the tech giants. And they have begun to do that. You've already seen it happening. This is one reason why I'm banned everywhere, because I've been exposing all of this. But you see, the end game plan was the biological weapon. That was the nuke that they were going to drop in a major U.S. city, and they were almost ready to do it. They probably just wanted to tweak this weapon system a little bit more, maybe continue to buy up some more gold for China's central bank, make sure they could roll out a new currency once the dollar collapsed, maybe prepare more UN troops on the border with Mexico so that when the United States got weak and economically destroyed and was suffering from disease, then they could just roll in all the UN troops and take over. They weren't quite ready yet. And that's why they hadn't quite deployed it yet. But that was their plan. So now, this weapon is so extremely powerful and dangerous. This weapon could destroy communist China. In fact, the leaders of China are now so concerned about what this could do to their country that they've already made a continuity of government decision. That's COG. They've already decided they're willing to sacrifice any number of millions of deaths all across China in order to save 11 key cities that represent the military and industrial base of China. The triage decision that they've made, because they know that if this continues to spread, it will gut the country, it will collapse China's economy, it will eviscerate the workforce, it will plunge the GDP, and it will probably end in the Communist Party being overrun or destroyed as people rise up and demand a better system, which is what's already happening in Hong Kong. And frankly, a lot of the Chinese people are tired of living under tyranny and they want to be free. Interestingly, this virus could accomplish that because China accidentally deployed it in their own backyard. And although millions are going to probably die in China and there will be a massive amount of suffering and chaos and destruction, destitution, the end result of this is that, well, karma is a bitch. If you build a biological weapon to deploy against the United States of America and then you accidentally drop it in your own community, then you kind of reap what you sow, don't you? China is now just at the opening wave of experiencing the ramifications of a weapon system that it had planned to deploy against its strategic enemies. In other words, China is experiencing the karma of what happens when you try to play God with viruses and you try to build weapons against humanity. Sometimes those weapons get turned against you. And frankly, there's probably no more dangerous regime on this planet than the communist Chinese regime. And bluntly stated, if any nation is to be wiped out by such a deadly, devastating weapon built with the intention to kill and maim and destroy, then it seems incredibly fitting that the nation that built this weapon and intended to use it against others is now suffering the consequences of that weapon as it is deployed against itself. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And if you know where that's from, then you know what's at stake here. Communism is a philosophy of death and destruction. Genetic engineering is an affront against God and nature. And isn't it interesting that the entire left-wing media, which is pro-abortion, murdering children, infanticide, is now blaming nature for this biological weapon that was built by man with evil intent. And woman, by the way, it's a female who stole this from the lab in Canada, actually is a woman and her husband that worked together to steal this. So it's man and woman, evil communists working to build a weapon system to go against God and nature and humanity. And they just made a catastrophic mistake that is going to have consequences that will be recorded for the rest of the history of humankind. Whether the United States can be isolated from this virus remains a very big question. My best guess is that right now there are hundreds of cases of infections in the United States, perhaps between 500 and 1,000. Can that be contained? Perhaps. We don't know yet, but steps have been taken to try to block flights, or at least the arrivals of foreign nationals from China into the United States. Those may be what saves us, frankly. But it also may be too late. We don't know yet. We'll know more over the next 2 weeks. But my assessment is that it's way gone out of containment for China. China may not survive this as it's currently structured. I'll just put it that way. There's no way that China can contain this. And the 11 cities that they desperately want to protect, those 11 cities are already infected. This cannot be stopped in China. It may be able to be stopped by other countries that are farther away, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, perhaps France, Germany, and the UK, but there are some infections in all those countries, by the way, already. My concern with the United States is whether this gets into Mexico, because I don't think Mexico has a very good healthcare system or organized government to contain such a pandemic if it starts to replicate out of control there. And if it gets into Mexico and spreads there, then it's going to cross the border into the United States. And there it will be completely uncontained. And by the way, a lot of the people carrying it will go straight to the sanctuary cities. So it's going to be the liberal cities that become the epicenters of the pandemic, because they've already said that they will protect illegals who cross the border and that they will not call authorities. And so they will harbor infected people who are spreading disease. That is their philosophy. So we may lose liberal cities like San Francisco, or at least in terms of temporary logistics shutdown, mass deaths, disease, you know, economic implosion, quarantine, chaos, martial law, who knows where this is going. We're not there yet, thankfully. Perhaps this can be stopped, this first wave anyway, but then we have the bigger question that I've covered in another podcast, which is every enemy of America is right now out there harvesting this coronavirus. North Korea, Iran, whoever else wants to harm America, maybe Antifa for all we know, a bunch of leftists, a bunch of globalists, a bunch of depopulation anti-humanists who funded some of this research in the first place, it turns out. They're probably out there collecting samples, which is easy to do. All you have to do is send somebody to China to get infected and then bring them back. You've got the sample. They've already replicated it. Take their blood, take their saliva. Done. You can grow that in agar. You can grow it in egg yolks. You can grow it in, you know, biological tissue. And then some enemy of America, such as a radical Islamic terrorism group, could very easily deploy that as a bioweapon at any time of their choosing in any city they target. It's so incredibly easy. It's impossible to stop. All they have to do is infect a volunteer, you know, a human weapon for a suicide mission. Infect a volunteer, inject them with the virus, and then get them on a flight that very day and let them come to America during the symptomless incubation period. And once they get to America, their orders are to walk around the Grand Central Station every day, wiping their nose and touching handrails, visiting, department stores, movie theaters, food markets, and just spreading it everywhere, especially as they begin to show symptoms, just spread it. How difficult would that be? Not difficult at all. That wave is coming because this biological weapon is now in the public domain. It cannot be stopped now. It's too late for humanity to stop this virus. We may be able to contain it and prevent it from penetrating our borders during this first voluntary wave where people don't want it to come into the United States, but it will be impossible to stop it during the next wave, which is the biological weapons terrorism wave. Impossible to stop. Impossible to detect. Absolutely impossible. And we have wide open borders anyway, so people aren't even screened coming into the United States. Once again, thank the Democrats for that. They wanted to have more voters, so they wanted open borders, and they wanted their child trafficking and their drug trafficking that funds all the Democrats in California, by the way. So this is what you're going to get. You're going to get a pandemic one way or another in the United States at some point. If not the first wave from China, it's going to be the terror wave from the radical Islamic terrorist groups, which might be next year. It's hard to say. This is the big picture that I hope you're fully grasping here. I can't underscore this enough. I can't raise the alarm enough. We are not safe from this. None of us. This will likely go global one way or another because it was designed to wipe out humanity. It was designed as a biological weapon. It was designed as a system to destroy life. It is, in fact, demonic in a sense. It's the anti-life. It's like abortion for everyone, which is probably why the Democrats love it. This is why they're trying to cover it up and say, no, it's not engineered. It's not a big deal. It's just like a common cold. Really? Why are people just keeling over dead, falling on their face on the sidewalk, just dead in 30 seconds? I've never seen anybody with a cold do that. I've never seen cities of America, people dropping dead on the streets from the common cold. They're lying to you. They're covering up the truth. Because globalists and Democrats and the tech giants, you know what they all share? They all hate humanity. That's why they love to see babies murdered. That's why they love to see vaccine-damaged children. They hate humanity. They want to damage people. They want to cause death and destruction and suffering. They use tools like censorship to shut you up so you can't speak out in defense of humanity. And now they have a new weapon system, the coronavirus, an engineered, payload-heavy system. And the left, no doubt, is celebrating it, even though their cities will be the cities hit hardest. There's a day of reckoning coming for our world. There's a chapter from the end times, Revelation, Book of Revelation, 7 years of disease and death and pestilence and all that. Four horsemen of the apocalypse, take whatever interpretation you want. But it's here, folks. It's here. It has been unleashed. A weapon against humanity has been unleashed. And now there's no stopping it. This cannot be stopped. It's already out of containment. This will kill millions of people, probably just in China alone, not even counting outside of China. And this may bring down the communist regime that gave rise to this very weapon, because that's their philosophy, is anti-human, anti-life. So you're going to see all this unraveling for the rest of this year. And you're going to be lied to by the media. They're going to say nobody's dying. The media is going to tell you soon there's no such thing as biological weapons. And anybody who even says so is a conspiracy theorist. There are no bioweapons. They don't even exist. No one researches biological weapons, they'll say. That's going to be the new thing. And if you say there are biological weapons, you'll be banned everywhere. You might even be arrested. Who knows? Who knows where this is going? They're going to have to shut down the truth one way or another. And when people start dying in your town, in your city, people start disappearing from your business, your coworkers, don't show up. No one can find them. They're dead, and they're being secretly buried, then you'll know it has come to you, and you'll wonder why you didn't speak out sooner, perhaps, because you're next. none of us is insulated from this. And this is a time to be prepared, and this is a time to make peace with God, and this is a time to pray for divine protection for those of us who are pro-human and pro-life, who want a world that's still here after all of this, a world of human liberty and freedom, life and happiness and health and longevity, truth, transparency, awakening, consciousness, freedom of speech, transparency of the scientific community instead of all the secrecy and the weapon systems and the genetic engineering and the toxic chemicals and the vaccines and all the different forms of poison and death and destruction that they have unleashed upon our world. It is time to end that dark chapter of human history. And in a fascinating, ironic way, it may be their own genetically modified weapons that end that chapter, because it's going to end a much larger chapter of human history, frankly. It's going to change the history of the world, this self-replicating biological weapon system. It's going to change everything. Stay informed, get prepared, be ready. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. I can tell you right now, this cannot be stopped. Be ready. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.